Okay, so the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, continues by analyzing the Braisa that we mentioned before. We said that there is a Braisa that analyzed the Pasuk in Vayikrach of Aleph Tes, of Ubas Ish Kohen Kisechel Liznos Esaviyahim Mechalalas Ba'esh Tisarev. So we said that there are four Havminas that the Braisa raised that that the Gemara is now going to attack. The first point was that we said in the Pasuk, that when we said in the Braisa, that when the Pasuk writes Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Sechel, if the Pasuk would not have written Liznos, I would think that a Bas Kohen, who was Mechal Shabbos, would be subject to Sreifa. So Kamash V'lon Liznos, to teach us that there's a very specific kind of Chilol going on, that it's a Chilol through Znos that warrants Sreifa. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why would you think that if a Bas Kohen were Mechal Shabbos, that she should be subject to Sreifa? Chilul Shabbos is punished with Skila. So the Gemara says, well, actually, the way the Rav explains is that actually we are subscribing to the Shita of Rav Shimon, who holds that Sreifa is the most chamer. So I would think that since the Bas Kohen, since Kohanim have more halachos, more mitzvahs in general, the Rabbi Buhu mitzvahs yiseros, so I would think that if they were Mechal Shabbos, they should be subject to Sreifa. So Kamash L'Napasa Ki Sechel Liznos, that it's a specific kind of Chilul, a Chilul through Znos. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. So then the way that it would come out in our Havamina is that only a Bas Kohen, who was Mechal Shabbos, would be subject to Sreifa. But let's say her brothers, or Kohanim males, would have been Mechal Shabbos, so they would just be subject to the standard rules of Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how could this be that the Bas Kohen should be more chomer than her brother? So the Gemara explains, well, it's because we know that for the Kohanim males, they have a special dispensation to do avoda on Shabbos. But women, and therefore you would think that the rules of Shabbos should be are slightly more lax for the male Kohanim than it is for Bas Kohen. So the Bas Kohen, who does not have the heter of doing avoda on Shabbos, you would think that she should be subject to Sreifa. Kamash Lan, the Pasuk, to teach us otherwise. Okay, so that was the first Havmina that the Gemara attacked. The second Havmina that we had in the Braisa is that we said that if you wouldn't have had the word Avia in the Pasuk, you would think that even an unmarried Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen who's a Penuya, would be subject to Sreifa if she were Mazana. So the Gemara says, I don't even understand the Havmina. How could you suggest that a Penuya is being Mazana? But the Pasuk already says, Ubas Ishkon Kisechel Liznos, and Liznos, as Rashi explains it, connotes that she's rebelling against her spouse. She's rebelling against the marriage. Well, if she's not married to anybody, she's not connected in any form, either through Erisin or Nisuin, so how could this be a form of Znus? So why would you think that this should include a Penuya Bas Kohen? So the Gemara explains, well, actually, because the Braisa could hold like Rashidas Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Elazar holds that a Panay Haba Aha Penuya Shelo L'Shem Ishos Asa Zona. That Znus does indeed apply to a Penuya. And that's why we need the Pasuk of Aviha to teach us that not a Bas Kohen Penuya would be, that a Bas Kohen Penuya would not be subject to Sreifa, only a Bas Kohen who is connected to a husband through either Erisin or Kedushin, through Erisin or Nisuin would be subject to Sreifa. So that is the second Havamina that the Gemara attacks. The third Havamina that the Gemara attacks is that we said in the Braisa that if the Pasuk would have written, we would have thought to read the Pasuk of Liznos Esavia to mean that she is having Znos with her father. Kamashullah, in the words, he mechalelas, that she is doing the defiling to her father, not that her father is defiling her. And therefore, it's got to be that she's having Znos with somebody other than her father. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's say, according to that Havmin, if she's having Znos with her father, so the Pasuk is telling us that a Bas Kohen, and specifically a Bas Kohen who has Znos with her father, would be subject to Sreifa. But what? A Bas Yisrael who has Znos with her father wouldn't be subject to Sreifa? But we know from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avadimi that we learn Heina Heina Zima Zima, that teaches us that any girl, even a Bas Yisrael who is Mazana with her father, would be subject to Sreifa. So why would I think that the Pasuk of a Bas Kohen would be limited to a Bas Kohen having Znos with her father warranting Sreifa, if we know that even Bas Yisrael is also subject to Sreifa if she has Znos with her father? So the Gemara explains, well, actually, I would goofa think that this Pasuk of a Bas Ish Kohen Kisechel Znos Esaviyah is coming to tell us that to ignore Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi's drasha, not to learn that drasha, and to tell you that only Bas Kohen who is Mazana with her father would be subject to Sreifa, and not a Bas Yisrael. Okay, so that justifies that third Havamina. Now the fourth Havamina that we raised, that the Gemara is now going to attack, is that we said that I would think that only a girl who marries a Kohen would be subject to Sreifa if she were Mazana. But if she were married to a Levi, a Yisrael, a Kusi, a Chalal, or a Mamzer, or a Nasin, you would think that she should not be subject to Sreifa if she were Mazana. So the Gemara says, why on earth would you think that? We didn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that she's married to a Kohen. It doesn't say that at all. We just say that she is a Bas Kohen. So the Gemara explains as follows. That the Pasuk starts off by saying, Ubas ish kohen ki sechel. And ki sechel, we are assuming, is that through the Maisa Znus that she is having now, that is how she is being degraded. That's how her status as a Bas Kohen is being degraded. And therefore, you would think that it's only if through the Maisa Znus, and exclusively through the Maisa Znus, that her status is being demoted, that we would say that she is subject to Sreifa. But let's say her status of a Bas Kohen was already undermined through something that she did prior, such as getting married to a Chayv Lavin, or getting married to a Levi or Yisrael. How does that undermine her status? Well, we know that Nivala Lepasala Psala, that we know that if she gets married to a person who is pasul to her, such as a Nasin or a Mamzer, that she is, number one, the way the Rashi explains that, she is no longer able to eat chuma. She's nischalala min hachuma. She is no longer able to eat chuma, and she's no longer able to marry a Kohen. Similarly, but somewhat different, if she were to get married to a Yisrael or a Levi, while she is married to the Yisrael or Levi, she's not able to eat truma. Now, if they died, she would be able to go. If her spouse died and she didn't, the Levi or the Yisrael died and she didn't have any children for them, she'd be able to go back home and eat truma as she did when she was a little girl. But the point is that through that marriage, or through having bia with a nasin or a mamzer, her status of a bas kohen has been demoted. It has been nischalal already. If that's the case, she doesn't necessarily fit into the pasuk of ki sechel iznos, which sounds like through the maisiznos alone, her status is being demoted. So if that's the case, now we've justified our having, why we would think that a girl who is married only to a kohen should be subject to sreifa, but a girl who's married to a Levi Yisrael, Kusi, etc., would not be subject to Sreifa. So Kamashulan, the Pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen, that the only thing that we care about is that her father is a Kohen, that's when we care to say that that's what warrants the Sreifa here, not the fact that she's married to a Kohen or she's married to anybody else, she would still be subject to Sreifa. Now what the Gemara points out over here is that there is a Mishnah in Trumas where there's a debate between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What happens if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, or if she marries Echad Min Hapsulin, such as a Nasin or a Mamzer? What happens if she eats Truma after she's married to any of these people? Does she pay the Karen and the Chomesh, which is what a typical Zar, Sha'achal Truma, would be chayv to pay the Karen and would be chayv to pay the Chomesh? Or would she only pay the Karen? And number two, what would happen if she were Mezana? Would she be subject to Sreifa, or would she be subject to Chenek? So Rav Meir in that Mishnah holds that if a Bas Kohen got married to a Yisrael and ate Truma, she would have to pay only the Karen and not the Chumash. Let's say she were Mezana, she would be subject to Sreifa. But let's say she got married to one of the Psulin, she got married to a Nasin or a Mamzer or something like that, then she would have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh, and if she were Mezana, she'd be subject to Chenek. Now the Chum disagree on both of these points. The Chum say, actually, she will always only pay the Karen and not the Chomesh, and if she were Mezana, she'd be subject to Sreifa. Now the way that we are understanding it, as Rashi explains it, is that the question that we're dealing with over here is that once the Bas Kohen gets married to a non-Kohen, does her status of Kedusha get undermined? Does she maintain her status of Kedusha even after she's married to a non-Kohen or not? So Reb Meir's understanding is that once she gets married to the Kohen, once she gets married to a non-Kohen, we would say if it's a Yisrael, and she's mezana, she's subject to sreifa. But if she gets married to one of the psulin, so then she no longer, her status as a kohen or as a member of the kuhuna has been completely undermined. She does not maintain that status of kedusha, and therefore she wouldn't get sreifa, she would get chenek. Now why is it then if she gets married to a Yisrael, she should get sreifa if she were mezana? So we would say because she's not totally removed from kuna, because if her husband dies, she'd be able to get married to a kohen. Masha'enkin, if she gets married to a apostle, once she is bia with apostle, she is no longer able to ever get married to a kohen again. So she's totally estranged from kahuna. So what you see, though, according to Rav Meir, is that once she is nivelis to somebody who is pasul, she no longer maintains her status of kedusha, and she's not subject to the rules of a bas kohen. In which case, when we said in this brisa, in our brisa of our gemara, that if she gets married to a Levi Yisrael or any one of these people, and then she's mezana, she's subject to sreifa. So what you see is that brisa is not in accordance with Shitas Rav Meir. Okay, so what we discussed so far, what we discussed in this Gemara, is that the Braisa analyzes the Pasuk of Bas Kohen, who is Mezana. We have four Havaminas of how to interpret the Pasuk, that we need additional words to teach us not to learn the Pasuk in that manner, and the Gemara attacks those four Havaminas. Why would we think that a Bas Kohen should be Chayiv Sreifa for being Mechal Shabbos? Why would I think that a Bas Kohen who is a Penuya should be Chayiv Sreifa? Number three, why would we think that a Bas Kohen and only a Bas Kohen who is Mezana with her father would be subject to Sreifa? And number four, why would we think that only a girl who gets married to a kohen would be subject to sreifa, but not a girl who gets married to a non-kohen? Why would we think that a girl who's married to a non-kohen would not be subject to sreifa? And ultimately, we learn that this brisa, this shita in the brisa, where we say that a girl who gets married to a levi or a non-kohen is still subject to sreifa when she is mezana. So this brisa is clearly not in accordance with the shita of Rav Meir in the Mishnah in Trumos.